This is Tarnisha's supervisor. Allow me one moment as I get your account pulled up.
Thank you.
Go ahead and verify that first and last name for me, please.
Evelyn Ives.
Thank you for that. And just waiting for everything to load up here and I'll be able to assist, okay?
Okay. I do apologize for the hold. All right, so I have the account pulled up and they sent you over for refunds. I do see where you have already been refunded three times. How may I assist you? Well, yeah, I spoke to someone by the name of Madison, and I didn't know that this $39.99 and this $67.32 was a monthly charge. And I never signed up for any watch. I never signed up for any club. So I'm disputing this. And then she just got nasty with me and said, well, what else do you want me to do for you? That's totally unacceptable. I'm disputing this.
Okay. All right, so I do see where she's already refunded the most recent charge, which was back from the 9th, and she also refunded the month of November. Now, in order for us to go any further, we would have to do like a fraud claim on it because you're stating that you never placed an order back on the 31st of August for a smartwatch. Now, did you receive a smartwatch during that time or any type of watch during that time?
No, ma'am.
Okay, let's see here. All right, so it does look like that would have been delivered back on September the 6th. Did you receive anything around that time?
No, I've never received no smartwatch or whatever you call it, nothing.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to verify some information on the account, which will help me determine whether or not this account is fraud. Can I get you to verify an email address for me, please?
EVIEIVES8@gmail.com.
All right, that matches what we have here on file. Can I get you to verify an your shipping address?
1243. Farrington Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55117.
All right, and that matches what we have here as well. And the phone number that you call in on also matches what we have here on the account. Now, could it have been a possibility that it might have been an accidental order during that time?
No, I haven't ordered anything for a long, long time.
Okay. And any time around August? No?
No.
Okay. All right. So, seeing that she's already refunded three, I can only refund two more. Also, being that it's not, you know, all the information matching on the account, I can't push it through as fraud, but I can refund the month of October. And that will be one more refund of $39.99 and one more refund of $67.32.
Okay, and this, so this will not be on my credit bill anymore, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right, give me one moment. Let me put those two through and make sure they go through successfully. Place you on the brief hold.
Thank you.
All right, so one re refund went through successfully. The $39.99 will have to be sent out in a check form. They do what we call an e-check, which means they send it through email. If you don't know how to use it through the email, I can request for them to mail it out to you if that will be easier.
Mail it out.
Okay. All right, give me one moment. Let me get all this in for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so I got that request in for you for that check, and that will be an amount of $39.99. The $67.32 did go through successfully, so allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back into your account. This account is canceled, so you should not receive anything else from this merchant from here on out, okay?
Well, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and would you like your cancellation number if you did not receive one?
Yes.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 262-191942.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a wonderful night, ma'am.
You as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye.